USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. In a preview of a potential Republican presidential primary showdown, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis will hold dueling Florida rallies on Sunday as the two men battle for supremacy of the Sunshine State and the heart of the GOP. The former president will welcome supporters in Miami, the third stop in a four-city tour that has effectively made Trump a leading player in his party's fight for control of Congress. Meanwhile, the Florida governor is headlining his own events in three counties on the state's opposite coast, Hillsborough, Sarasota, and Lee, steering clear of Trump as he seeks to close out his bid for a second term. We have some vehicles out there with faulty airbags.
The parent company of Dodge and Chrysler has issued a stop driving order for the owners of four vehicle models that have been proven to be deadly. Dodge Magnum, Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger, and Chrysler 300s manufactured between 2005 and 2010 are equipped with faulty airbags. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the defective airbags have been responsible for three deaths over the past 7 months. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
There are concerns that Twitter's upgraded subscription service will allow more disinformation to be widely circulated on the Internet. Christopher Krebs, who was once director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, said on CBS's Face the Nation that there are reports of foreign actors already trying to take advantage of the system in place ahead of Election Day.
They recognize that political discourse is very divisive here in the U.S., and they have more opportunities, probably than ever before, to continue to undermine confidence, to create chaos, which is really their primary objective.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Candidates are spending this final weekend before Election Day making their final pitches to voters. In Georgia, more than 2.5 million ballots have already been cast. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says that people need to keep exercising their right to vote, even if polls make it seem like races are non-competitive.
It doesn't matter what the polls say. People still have the ability to show up to vote on Tuesday and to make a difference in Georgia.
The two major races in that state are for governor, where Republican incumbent Brian Kemp is holding a lead in polling over Stacey Abrams in a rematch from 2018. The second major race is for Senate, where Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock is in a tight battle with Republican challenger Herschel Walker. The Supreme Court has removed itself from the battle over student loan forgiveness.
Supreme Court Judge Amy Barnett has rejected a second challenge to President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Now, the decision doesn't change the appeals court ruling to temporarily block the program, but it does keep the Supreme Court removed from the legal battle. Biden announced the program in August, forgiving up to $20,000 in debt from student loan borrowers. Although the program is on hold, the Biden administration continues to encourage those eligible to apply for forgiveness. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.